Blog Talk Radio.
Ish, nothing like it. To make a toast to everybody that believed in me, came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support, had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. I done put it down all across Florida, yep. Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia. Go. A few shows, did me a favor, Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense, Google Ashwood, leave comments, yep. Need the feedback, no sleep. You know what I go by, shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step though, my man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West
Coast. What up, Silk?
Tyree got me live in D.C. Progression, about to drop the DVD. It's no half-stepping, check my SoundClick page, get my whole collection. I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable.
We
thought about quitting, but I kept spitting. Now I'm making beats. / engineering, clean you up, who's the first contestant, independent thing, making wise investments, vibe with me, this my story, I holla at 10 for the puff party,
what up, 10?
If the people ain't hyped yet, I tore down shows, even when they messed up my mic check, The show must go on, relax, even under pressure. I pull a rabbit out the hat, I'm the musician, see the competition, kapoof. Disappear, Ashwood is the truth. I got the sound that'll raise the roof. Hey yo, Swagger, pass me the goose. I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers.
How we doing it live up in the building, man. Y'all already know how I do. Yeah, happy Labor Day to you. If you is not working, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to you. If you at work, you know, hey, I'm going to make your day go by a little bit smoother. 2 hours of power up in here, you know what I'm saying? You in the building with Wrecking the Game Radio, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy DJ Smells So Good. And this is the Labor Day Jump Off Monday, you know what I'm saying? And waiting for my cow house, the sexy cow house, Miss Tasha Triple X, all the way over there in Australia, holding it down, you know what I'm saying? By the way, of Macedonia, dope but old noich, you know what I'm saying? All my peoples over there at nighttime, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And dobro utro to myself, you know what I'm saying? And all my peoples hanging out during the afternoon. And dobro vecera, you know what I'm saying? Good morning, all you mofos out there in Cali land and everywhere else, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Free Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? You got my homeboy motherfucking locked up for this old motherfucking Labor Day. But it's all good, because I'm going to hold it down for my dog. You know how we do. Keep it real, keep it true, bring the best to you, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give y'all a definition of what Labor Day is, you know what I'm saying? Give y'all a little history on it. I know a lot of people are like, well, shit, it's just a day off to me. But, it adds a little bit more significance, you know what I'm saying, to that. And, that's what we're going to do. What the It's going on my uploads, man. My shit won't upload. All right. And shouts out to my daughter, you know what I'm saying? Little the kind of girl, I see you, you know what I'm saying? Chatting with her on the Yahoo Messenger. And, you know what I'm saying, sending I love you out to Connie and Cindy, you know what I'm saying, to my daughter. Yeah, you know, holding it down. Yeah, shouts out to his Miss Thang, Miss Tyler, you know what I'm saying, love you too, girl. And that's worldwide, you know what I'm saying, keep it real, keep it true. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. And that's how we do. So right about now, I'm trying to upload some more tracks real quick, you know what I'm saying, so we can get off into the zang and, you know, and pump it up, so. I'm going to get off into this, one track right here, you know what I'm saying? This is my homeboy, Justice Overall, you know what I'm saying? Up there at ATL, shouts out to Ball here, you know what I'm saying? Representing that 404, and that's how we do. Shouts out to DJ Party Time, everybody rolling with Wrecking the Game Entertainment, and yeah, that's what we do. So let's go, man. Let's get into this here. It's called
DJ Smells So Good.
Right here.
I know some of y'all just be like, damn, how she still with him? They done been through this, they done been through that. But when you got a good, now put it down. And when he doing his thing, mama, some things can be overlooked, for real.
Girl, don't be blown out, get your homie, put some time in. Cause you know I keep it real, that's round, I tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do, but it ain't no game.
Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. In the morning, she cooking me breakfast. Straighten me a top, cause she don't talk too reckless. Diamond princess, diamond necklace. This right here makes her miss it. If I'm away, away too long. This right here got her so gone. Got her own ringtone when she call my phone. Very independent, head game strong. And this right here, pop my clutch, then I switch my gears. But sweet, nothing's in her ear. Raw deal, raw deal, this is right here.
Girl, don't be blown out. Get your homie, put some time in. You know I keep it real, that's round, I tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do, no, it ain't no game.
Right here,
do my thing.
Right here,
it ain't hard to see. Can't do it like me, better give it some.
This right here, yeah. And this right here, keep her coming back, yeah, this right here. Up my call, 32 carries, baby, with no flaws. Hit her on the seat, on the floor, on the wall. I said that firm one, marinate tall. Don't be acting like your boy ain't putting it down like this. Rock the boat, stir it up, then I grind like this. When I pitch, I never miss. After you, then it's right back to the block like this. And this right here, after arguments, dog, I have her in tears. Break up, loving what we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin, with no makeup. Break up, loving what we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin, with no makeup.
Girl, don't be blown out. Get your homie, put some time in. You know I keep it real, that's round, I tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do, it ain't no game.
Right here.
My niggas go to war by me. Hit you with the 4-4 by me. I'm a OG. I'm off the cone. I'm off the block. We got the earth. We got the rock. Get money for the hoes, nigga, that's the code. Moment of silence for my niggas up the road. You don't live like me. Nigga, you don't keep it real like me. Black ones, black team, like team. No colors, nigga, I ain't like tea. I don't talk to the pigs, I don't need pork. Like a buzz. I'm a hustler. When I step down on you, nigga, don't flip. Crack your motherfucking helmet like John.
I don't fuck with you, nigga. Size my shit, I bust at you, nigga. Shit, I got big butt five. Fuck y'all, niggas, y'all won't click.
You gon' make me step down, down, down.
You gon' make me step down, let your push
down.
Step down, oh yeah.
Down.
You gon' make me step down, let your push down.
Hold
know who y'all think of me.
Think of me.
What you niggas think this is? What you got? Get twisted, fuck nigga, thinking it ain't real.
It ain't real.
What you be itching to feel?
Is that real?
That real.
Get up on pills.
Get coke pumped.
Y'all niggas know the drill.
I'm from the front four.
Little pipers saying niggas ain't no joke.
We live by the five.
By the Shiro.
Yeah.
Pass niggas stay in line.
It ain't
nigga put it all way up in your line.
You fight gunplay nigga cause I'm for that.
I'm for that shit.
But it's here, you need to stand in line.
Stand in line.
The real nigga do real things.
Real thing.
Easy lane do whatever nigga left. I bet you if I have to step down on a nigga by deal by mine.
By
a
mine.
Bitch is whacked out. Trust me. Trust me.
I don't fuck with you nigga.
Nigga.
Die my shit. I bust at you nigga. Shit. I got big butt five. Fuck y'all niggas. Y'all won't pick pie.
You gon' make me step down. Step down.
Step down.
You gon' make me step down. Let your push
down.
I'm a young hood rich nigga.
Nigga.
You mad cause I'm fucking your bitch, nigga.
Nigga.
I choke that thigh,
that fuck
on the side. I'm fighting that line. I done earned my stride. Nigga want beef, then the nigga wanna die. You tout that,
okay.
I want that.
Whoa.
You richer, I bought that.
Yeah.
I show up where your motherfucking house at. Nigga, where the reaper pills in the south at?
I don't fuck with you, nigga.
Nigga,
die my shit, I bust at you, nigga. Shit, I got
that. This your boy. Boy Live, DJ Smells So Good, coming straight from St. Louis, phase two. Once again, breaking another
career where you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets, in a gang, shooting people and running drugs. Now, I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
Face down, and you don't. don't get a drop into that ass bounce. And cash is two dubs and drugs is one ounce. I'm best dead chicken for the smallest amount. Bet I pluck me a chicken for the night is out. Cause it's too many freaks to be a drought. So what goes up must come down. But I'm on a Red Bull, I ain't coming down now. Ass up,
face down.
Ass up,
face down.
Ass up,
face down.
Ass,
face down.
Another Deacon Falls Productions, DBR, Track Boys, Track Boys. My name is John New. When I talk, I sweep you off your feet. He said, love mama, girl, you're looking good like them girls in magazines. He made me wanna have a fling. He got his hands on my waist and he all up in my face while I'm shaking to the beat. He was grinding on me.
Your shoulders in.
DJ, turn it up, that's my song, yes. Now, move your body like this, throw your hands in the air. Now look to the left, drop down to the ground, and bounce your booty up and down. And when you bring it back up, girl, them niggas with a smile, yeah, yeah. The jits call me too thick, put y'all on the track, I ain't on the fuck with.
Make your shoulders in, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. He's a gangster, and I'm a gangster. He's a gangster, and I'm a gangster.
You want me, you all own me. I heard you in the streets bragging about me to your homeboys. I see the thugs crowded on the dance floor. They throwing up their balls into the motorcycle. All my ladies in here getting loose tonight. When you dance, your pussy popping, cause all the fellas watching. Yeah, little mama, go ahead, keep doing your dance, baby, don't be scared. Come and dance with me like you a real G. Come and dance with me like you on that Hennessy. Come and dance with me now, make your body lean. Come dance with me like you just on that E.
Make your shoulders lean. Rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. He's a gangster, and I'm a gangster. He's a gangster, and I'm a gangster. Make your shoulders lean. Rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. You really like it? You get excited? You really like it? I bet you wanna bite it.
Jersey and Pedro, let's go, let's go.
know this relationship thing between us get hectic, but as long as it's us, let's stop all this fuss and fight, let's stay connected. And yes, I neglected all this trust in the time share I should have protected. But damn, my nigga loves your ass, but I didn't respect it. And all these lonely nights you've been crying, I wipe these tears from your face. And yes, we side to side, ma, but we in this turtle race. Just trying to give you a piece of my love. Shit, you ain't never gotta wait. And you my queen, you got all my love. You ain't gotta get a taste. And I know you know kinetics. Let's keep this love so this spark will stay energetic. Cause if we lose, then we both gon' end up regretting this. Let's get ahead of shit. You out for the cheddar, so let's get it together. And I'm your umbrella. I'm here to shit you through any kind of weather. Whatever you want, I try my best to provide you with the things that you love the most. Cause all my love is come from inside me. And side to side, girl, never you gon' be behind me. You's the love of my life, my future wife.
Time, my dog, I Be the Wise One. That's his son right there, Jersey the King. You know what I'm saying? That's that new, you can't have it your way. You know what I'm saying? Like BK. Yeah, it's going down real big. Get y'all a little history, man. A lot of people be just taking days off. And, you know what I'm saying? Don't even know why they celebrating what they celebrating. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Labor Day does have an actual meaning behind it. According to Wikipedia, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can look this up on Wikipedia.com. And it says Labor Day is a United States federal holiday. And that's written in blue now because everybody don't celebrate Labor Day. You know what I'm saying? So it's a United States federal holiday observed on the first Monday in September. You know what I'm saying? September 7th in 2009. You know what I'm saying? That's what they just giving you the dates. The holiday originated in Canada out of labor disputes. Known as the 9-hour movement, first in Hamilton, then in Toronto, Canada in the 1870s, which resulted in a trade union act, which legalized and protected union activity in 1872 in Canada. The parades held in support of the 9-hour movement and the printers' strike led to an annual celebration in Canada. In 1882, American labor leader Peter J. McGuire witnessed one of these labor festivals in Toronto. And inspired from Canadian events in Toronto, he returned to New York and organized the first American Labor Day, which fell on September 5th of that same year. So, so the first Labor Day, it was celebrated September 5th, 1882 in New York City. It came from Canada, though. It's actually a Canadian holiday. In the aftermath of the deaths of a number of workers at the hands of the U.S. military and U.S. Marshals during the 1894 Pullman strike, President Grover Cleveland put reconciliation with labor as a top political priority. So fearing further conflict, legislation making Labor Day a national holiday was rushed through Congress unanimously and signed into a law a mere 6 days after the end of the strike. Cleveland was also concerned that aligning a U.S. labor holiday with existing international May Day celebrations would stir up negative emotions linked to the Haymarket affair. All these are highlighted in blue because if you click on them, they'll take you to the actual event. And these are all actual events. May Day, Haymarket affair, you know what I'm saying? All those is the Pullman strike. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff you can click on at Wikipedia, and it'll put you up on that game. You know what I'm saying? I don't really see street parades. I don't think I ever seen a street parade in celebration of Labor Day. So this is some significance behind it, though. Let's see. Yeah, we already know the forms of the celebration: barbecues, fireworks, water sports, public art, picnics, and all that kind of stuff. Families with school-aged children take it as the last chance to travel before the end of the summer recess. Didn't know that. And similarly, some teenagers and young adults view it as the last weekend for parties before returning to school. However, start dates for schools vary widely. Yeah, so you already know, you know what I'm saying. And Labor Day also marks the beginning of the NFL, the official NFL and college football season, not this preseason bullish. And the NCAA usually plays their first games the week before Labor Day, and with the NFL traditionally playing their first game the Thursday following Labor Day. So it's going down. And, yeah, what the hell? How is she in the chat room? Okay, I see you in the chat room, and she don't hear nothing. That is weird to me. And I am unmuted. Okay, yeah, I am unmuted. And she cannot hear the show. Let's see. It might have to click the play button. Click the play button. On my page. Click the play button. On my page. And the one that says Labor Day jump off. It's the first one. Iraq. Shouts out to Miss Black, you know what I'm saying? All the way up there in Iraq holding it down for you know, for the United States military, man. You know what I'm saying? Much love to all my soldiers out there, you know what I'm saying, doing what it do on this Labor Day, Labor Dizzle. You know what I'm saying? That's for Rizzle. And because she on the line, you know, well, not really on the line, but because she's joined me in the chat room, I am going to play one of her songs that she has sent to me. And these some young brothers, you know what I'm saying, haven't had the chance to even meet them yet, you know what I'm saying. But, you know, she sent me some tracks by them, you know what I'm saying. So I'm going to get that on in just a second. And, you know, what the hell is that? It was here. I don't see those tracks. Those tracks are gone. All right, I'm going to play this little comedy shit right here real quick. All my soldiers out there, you know what I'm saying? Here we go, here we go.
Right, I be on it all night. Beat that kitty up, here's an ad lib.
Alright.
The only girl that I feel when it ain't about crushing is the fact you so real. And I am so trill. I know it's a lot of fish up in the sea, cause I got them pulling on my reel. And I could be your everything, baby, you forever dream. And I'm rolling with her, cause shorty is a winner, she's a winner.
She hold me down when it never was enough. I put it down every time that we crush. My number one lady, I swear you are my baby. I never let it go, cause she's a winner, winner, winner. Shawty is a winner, winner, winner. Shawty is a winner, winner, winner. Shawty is a winner, winner, yeah.
I'm taking off your Vicky secrets, you don't need those on, girl. Hope you got a spaceship so I can take you to my rail. I can make you moan, girl, when you say my name. I can take you higher, shorty, we don't need a plane. I be on it prime, so I put that on the mob, though.
M-O-B.
When it's money in a convo, but she never cares. She wanna see me everywhere, everywhere that I be. She hold me down, and I swear I'ma hold her down, too. Please press the rosé. In the club, she popping bottles, cause she gets it like me. That's my wifey, yeah, that's my boo. I style change to religion, what it do is you.
She hold me down when it wasn't enough. I put it down every time that we touch. You're my number one lady, I swear you are my baby. I never let it come, cause you're the winner, winner, winner. Shawty is the winner, winner, winner. Shawty is the winner, winner, winner. Shawty is the winner.
Kidrick, you know what I'm saying? I'm a homeboy, Kidrick. And going down real big, man. I'm over here on tinychat.com/DJ Smell So Good. Y'all can check a brother out on the webcam. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Yeah, I got a webcam set up. You know, I ain't in costume and all that good shit yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be doing that pretty soon, though. That's going to be some hilarious-ish. Some hilarious-ish. Yeah. So that's what to do, man. Y'all want to join me live, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can also click on the link. And, you know what I'm saying, going down real big. Shouts out to Miss Q, Miss Quiet Storm up in the building. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Shouts out to my dog, IB, the Wise One. And they got a show coming up tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, playing all your best old skill hits. You know what I'm saying? You can talk to old deep-voiced one, I be the wise one, or the lovely Miss Quiet Storm. Ooh, way. That's what I'm talking about. And it's going down live up in the building, man. You're chilling with your boy, Wrecking the Game, Radio Zone, DJ Smell So Good, man. Shouts out to the Trilateral Commission, my dog, Goofy Bone, Straight Low Records. You know what I'm saying? Free Goofy Bone. My dog said it, Baby Powder Fresh J. And we call that nigga Baby Powder Fresh jokingly. But that young man just turned 23 years old, so hey, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to you, homie. You know what I'm saying? All y'all young bucks out there, you know, doing what it does, you know? And glad everybody can come through, you know what I'm saying? Check out the show and do what it do. So I'm going to get into a little track here. This is some MC Light shit. You know, I promote for MC Light. And, you know, we're going to have an interview with her pretty soon, you know what I'm saying? To check on her current project, see what she got going on, you know what I'm saying, going down real big like that. And so this cut I'm about to get into is called Love, because that's what we need, y'all. You got to share some love, L-O-V-E. You ain't doing that, then get the away from me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all.
Yo, yo, check it out. This is MC Light, and right now you're checking out DJ Smell So Good. Please believe it, it's the core DJs happening all day, every day, 2009. Time to shine, you know how it goes. Yak Radio Broadcast, YAC. It's MC Light in the building. Brooklyn, raise your hands. Holla at your girl. Roughnecks forever.
Yeah, KRS, knowledge reigns supreme. Word up, almost September. Woo! This is that roar right here. You ain't heard nothing as dope as this. Yeah, love, love. Hell don't see me, L-O-V-E, hate that's easy, snakes come cheaply, I shake off the greedy and break off the needy, 20 years strong and some still don't believe me, the L-O-V-E, it helps me to be me, I love what I do and I do it freely, love, that's how we gonna rise above, hate in your heart will break you apart, be love, pursue love, see love, do love, owe love, new love, show love, ooh love, we taking it to love, that's sticky like glue love. Pepe Le Pew love.
Never too late, never too late.
My love.
Never too late, never too late.
My love.
Love.
Shake you, break you, make a major play you, break your pager. If he finds that the neighbor's doing you favors, and he believes that you throwing him a little flavor. Love will make you act out, act up, get smacked up, then black out. In fact, it's the only thing that hurts and heals. The twists and turns are so for real. Your stomach in knots and you wanna heal. Love is good, love is here, love is present in the air. Love is what you need when the world don't care. It's that mama love, the love I wish my papa thought of. Instead of him, his daughter, get her love from up above.
Never too late, never too late. Never too late, never too late.
My love.
Love, 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 love.
We standing on this in love. You don't fall in love, you rise in love. MC Light. Almost September, rock on,
yeah.
Let's go. Show love, give love, speak love, live love. Tell me, what is love, the essence of being? You gotta want love, taunt love, sport love, flaunt love. Love is the center of human beings. Love is enduring, alluring, and curing. Love is a liberator, love is so freeing. This is more poetry, it's widely known of me. But let me get back to this raw MCing. Cats only talk about hate and war. Attracting that, that's an ancient law. It's raw MCing when I blaze the tour. Cause the love for my art, you can't pay me for.
Never too late, never too late.
My love.
Never too late, never too late.
Love, love, love,
need love.
Love, love, love,
need love.
Love, 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 love,
no.
Love, 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 love,
no.
Stop falling, stop falling, stop falling.
Need love.
Yeah, 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 falling in love. Man, I got to send some super-duper shots out, man, all the lovely ladies that attend my show. You know what I'm saying? They also, y'all can check them out on Blog Talk Radio yourself. You know what I'm saying? Most of all, everybody got shows because that's how we hold it down. And, you know, oh, Sweet D Love is on right now. Oh, well, this kind of messed up, man. I ain't no good. I thought you you know, well, it's all good. I appreciate you coming through anyways. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Sweet D Love, Miss Quiet Storm, Miss Black, Just CC. You know what I'm saying? Everybody come through, just show some love. That's all a brother need. You ain't got to stay for the whole time. Just come through, you know what I'm saying? Give a brother a kiss or two and it going down. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, Sweet D Love, okay, shouts out because New York City is actually – If she didn't know, that's where Labor Day started at. You know what I'm saying? That's where the whole thing jumped off at back in 1882. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to the brother that brought the shit over him. What do I do? Peter J. McGuire, you know what I'm saying, back in 1882. He brought the first Labor Day celebration on September 5th, and it was first organized in New York City. So, you know, shouts out to New York, you know what I'm saying, for holding on that good piece of history right there and giving us a mother day off, you know what I'm saying? I keep it clean like that. And, yeah, that's how we do it. So, I got to play a little quick track right here because I love this woman right here, you know what I'm saying? She's doing big things, you know, shouts out to Texas and everybody up there, you know what I'm saying, that's got this wonderful woman, you know, in y'all presence, man, because, you know, this is home of the indie superstars, you know, and this is my Blog Talk Radio, BTR, Wrecking the Game Radio Superstar, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to pump it up a little bit. This is Miss Mo Blue, and this is You Don't Need Me. But, yeah, all y'all need me on Wrecking the Game Radio, because, without me, there would be no Labor Day jump off, huh? Yeah. Without you, I'd be sitting there talking to my mother self like I normally do anyway, getting out and talking to myself. Like, you know, that's how I do it. So that's how we do it, man. Shouts out to Miss Mo Blue. Look for the stores on iTunes, Amazon. Look for her album, you know what I'm saying, in stores. And also on Amazon and iTunes, you can pick them cuts up, man, and support. Good music, you know what I'm saying? It's going down live right here. Wrecking the Game Radio.
Right here, It's a little slow cut. This is my dog, Pearl to the World, you know what I'm saying? He got a song, it's called Why Love Hurt. It's for all the ladies out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, doing it for y'all for the Labor Day. I'm working for y'all. I'm working for y'all.
Right there, shouts out to Polk County, man. That's Polk County right there doing their thing real big. That's Pearl to the World, you know what I'm saying? Hold it down real big. I've been, you know, playing that brother's music for a little minute. I ain't had an interview with that song bitch yet. I don't know what the hell going on. Niggas be dodging and flogging, man. Talking about they want to be the next one to blow, then you go ahead and take them to that plateau, and then they fall off the fucking cliff, man. Like, what the hell is going on? But, hey. I can't speak for him, man. All I can do is just do me. Do what I do. Do what I does. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it real. Keeping it real just because I am me. You know? And, yeah, that's real. So, shouts out to Red Shades. Let me spin my home girl real quick. This is Red Shades. Before we come back, I got some late breaking news straight out of ADN. You know what I'm saying? It's Alaska news, man. You know, it's a lot of shit going on in that little cold climate of the world. So, I got to put y'all up on game, man. You know? Sarah Palin, you know what I'm saying? Nah, she ain't in the governor's seat no more, but hey, that motherfucker still be causing trouble. So you got to keep an eye on that song, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep an eye on that song, bitch. And I do. Oh, I does. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I does. Shouts out to Red Shades, is going down like this here, man. If you don't like what I'm playing, I suggest you keep it on the hush, huh? Yeah.
Red Shades. I want a man, not a man, that knows how to treat you. Don't forget my name and his job ain't illegal. A gentleman to me in the streets, he is legal. Recognize a real lady and he will keep you. He can rock hats, I ain't feeling taxed. Got a roof over his head, decent clothes on his back. Staying out late nights, I ain't down with that. I like to sit back, kick my feet and relax. If you mess around on me, then it's over and done. I'm sorry, but I will not play second to one. So try again and get yourself another chick. What? You couldn't play me, what you see is what you get. Next time if I were you, I would stick to the script. I wouldn't try to be getting all flipped. And now you're standing there all alone looking stuck. Don't worry, keep this on the hush. I know you really tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo. But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free.
I know.
Got a different girl every day of the week.
It's cool.
It's cool, not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you.
And let me tell you one thing in this verse. If you think dudes are bad, females are much worse. I'm grown, I ain't playing no games. Yeah, you know who you are, I ain't saying no name. What comes along is a gift and a curse. You may think they're your friends, next day they disperse. But never fight over a dude that'll make him more safe with his cocky attitude. Bet you think this song's about you. Never thought you would do what you did, who knew? Bump you when your sidekick too. Try to come and check me, I bet you won't do. No class, they feel and never pass. Feel offended, asking questions, I'm here, so just ask. Violate me, go and disrespect me. Come to my face, well they better come correct. Come correct. I know you barely tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo.
I know.
But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free.
I know.
Got a different girl every day of the week.
It's cool.
It's cool, not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you. Some girls say they gonna try and test me, but they never do that, at most indirectly. Supposed to be my enemy, but acting friendly, getting shook, or evidently try to say they never met me. Yes, that's the rules of the game. It is you who are lame, and to me that's a shame. And I don't know who was to blame, but I wish you the best. One love, do your thing. Yeah. You know how chicks try to act. Smile on your face, go behind your back, do some dumb stuff. But it's all good, cause I'm living. You living? Nah, I'm just kidding. Ha ha.
All right, I don't know what the hell just happened. My damn, everything shut down on me. I had to hang up, recall back in, and everything. Ain't no dependable browsers out there. Middle finger to Mozilla, which is one of the browsers that I use, which crashed out on me, and it sucks. And then I'm trying to use this dang on Internet Explorer, man, but it's slower than a dog's ass, so, you know. And I'm wondering what the hell be making shit just crash like that. I don't know. Sorry about that, everybody, for the brief interruption. I'll be back up in just a quick segundo. I don't use what's we call it that much. This damn Internet Explorer, man, 'cause it's got like a million damn pop-ups that hit you while you're sitting here trying to, you know, do work and stuff, and I hate to pop up. So, you know, we're going to see. This man. All right, there we go. I'm going to see if this shit pull my shit back up. It crashed on me, so I'm going to sign in twice, and just in case it do that again, make sure I'm backed up, man. That was some bullshit. That was some bullshit a lot, though. That was some bullshit. All right, let me see. Let me see. All right. Yeah, I'm back. I'm back. I don't know what happened, but, yeah, I'm back. Might have been because of the tiny. I don't know. It might have been. I don't know what the hell. Too much shit happening, I guess. Turn some of this shit off, man. Turn some of this off. All right, I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. And we live. We still live. Yeah, I know. This is what BTR is doing to me right now. You know what I'm saying? Acting up on me. Something acting up on me. Something freezing up. You know, that's all good. Shouts out to new sponsor, man. Got a new sponsor up in here, I think. Yeah. Hey, just follow my old schools if y'all remember this. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the new sponsor, you know.
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
That's a shake them up.
Wow, totally together.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
Now you get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. That shit in itself is funny right there. Thunderbird is a damn grapefruit juice. Put it in a bottle and shake it up. Shout out to all my Alkies, man.
Hustling
this is TG's. This is Hustle All Day. New shit coming out of 81 Trey, man. That's how we do it right here, Wrecking the Game Radio. Come on.
Oh.
already know that's Javon. Javon Black, TG's, you know what I'm saying? You know, doing a real big, you know, Javon Black singer, man, doing this little singer thing. He got a song with my dog Lil Key, Lil Mama. He got another one called Shawty Tear It Up. You know, they're doing big things, man, trying to make some major moves. And we got somebody live up in the building. We got 510 off up in her. And I believe that's Miss Quiet Storm.
It is me. How you doing?
I'm chilling.
Hello,
like a villain.
Hello, everybody. Feeling. Happy Labor Day to you all. You guys be safe out there because most people can't handle their alcohol.
Yeah. You know, I ain't on it yet, but
okay,
know.
Be a passenger should you decide to be on it, okay?
Yeah, none of that. What you doing for the Labor Day? How you doing?
I told you my favorite shoe store is having a sale, dude.
No. Okay, big up the shoe store. Who where are you going to shop at?
Nine West.
Okay.
Nine West.
And that's wait a minute, where you at? Where you at?
California.
Okay, Cali. Okay, yeah. So Cali, y'all got all the shoe sales today, you know what I'm saying? If y'all Cali residents are listening to this here.
West Outlet is killing it. Go check them out.
Actually, I think, you know, this is the Labor Day sale, so pretty much all the stores, if you look in the paper, somebody should have some kind of sale going on.
Well, you know, I've been doing good. Like I told you, my shoes are my drug of choice. You know, crack addict has his crack. I have my shoes.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know.
Got your fashion. I ain't a fashion freak myself. I'm part of
you know, I didn't say fashion. I said shoes.
Well, that's fashion. You can't put no ugly shoes on with a nice outfit, and you can't put a nice outfit on with some ugly shoes. Huh?
Well, see, I don't do ugly shoes, so that's not an option.
Well, hey, that's what I'm talking about. My shoes, my shoes talking right now. You know what I'm saying? Mine talking from the front and the back, and I'm still wearing it. That's how I get down. You know, hey.
I heard that. Said
I want to put on my nice ones. You know what I'm saying? But my play around. That's that white folks shit. I don't do the barefoot. I don't do that. White folks walk around here all day with bare feet. I'm like, oh, man.
I can't stand it. No way.
Not as many nasty bums walk and just piss at randomly anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't know what your feet stepping on, man. No. You got dogs, cats, bears, and hogs that walk up and down the street and utilize it. And you're going to walk your nasty foot. No. Sorry.
And then go get in the bed without taking a shower.
Man, I be saying something to little black kids. You know, they be slipping sometimes till they walk by me. Man, where the your shoes at, man? Go put your damn shoes on.
Till they walk past their mama.
You need to go, you know what I'm saying?
Shoes on your feet.
Man.
You know how they do it.
Oh, don't come back around here. Don't come back by here. I'm going to rag you every time. And I ain't got to be your daddy. I don't want to be your daddy. I'll be going to beat your little ass right here in public and embarrass you. So,
see?
I guess it's a good thing I ain't your pappy. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm just a nigga with wise words.
Oh, I heard that. Mm. Hey, listen, I did ask you that question for a reason. And put the word out for me. I want to put the word out. I'm working on a series of shows. You know, I do co-host with IB the Wise One.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on a series of shows to showcase some of you spoken word artists. We're going, what I would like to do, and I'm debating, I'm still trying to figure out all the details, but I would like to have one or maybe two. We're going to do this continuously, so everybody that is interested will have a chance to do it, have a topic. Bring your word pertaining to that topic or whatever you want to bring, whatever you feel. Talk about yourself. Talk about what you do, what inspires you. Read some of your stuff and let's put it down. I just really want to get y'all out there, and I know there's a lot of shows around, but, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, on as far as blog talk, you know, spoken word is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Soul Poetry, you know what I'm saying? Of course, she do a show. I featured some of her work the other day. I did a spontaneous poetry show because of Miss Darren. You know, she does her show, and she features, you know, big poets and stuff. So I just I popped one up and invited everybody through, read my stuff, you know what I'm saying? Did a couple of my little things. But you was on the show for that, so that was the other day. I'm gonna do all my little things, you know. But that was that's you know, it's a lot of people out there that you can get support from, you know what I'm saying? Put it that way.
Yeah, and
it's never enough, you know.
Exactly. And I just wanna do y'all, because when I've listened to the shows, I've heard a little bit of this one. And I love it. But what I want to do is get y'all one at a time so y'all can really put y'all stuff out there and just do what y'all do, talk about you, talk about what's going on, what your movement is, all that stuff, just so, you know, just to add another element to the Ivy Wise show as well, you know, the Whisper Out Loud and Quiet Storm, as well as, you know, let you guys do what you do.
Yeah. Now, besides Ivy, you got your own show, though, right?
I do have my own show as well.
Yeah. And what's your times and stuff for that is?
The show is Shooting the Breeze with Miss Quiet Storm. We just really talk a lot about day-to-day issues that everybody faces in their lives, trying to help people find ways to deal, overcome. I depend a lot on biblical-based stuff and just try to find words and answers in the Bible for people to really help them overcome, and then just deal with real issues from the real standpoint. I know a lot of people in church, they're in denial about a lot of things that happen. They act like, okay, now I'm in church and nothing bad happens for me. That is so far from the truth. So we try to deal with the same issues that everybody else deals with from that standpoint.
That's your problem, sitting in that damn church. That's your whole problem. Sitting in the church and you ain't doing nothing for your community, you are a problem.
But see, that's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to bring all that out into the forefront and understand that it's not just within the four walls. You got to get outside the walls, because that's where help is really needed, and deal with those issues that are really out there, because they're happening in the church and in two people in the church too. And a lot of those people, unfortunately, are in so much denial. Oh, that's not happening to me. Or, you know, they're being told, well, you know, yeah, dude might be beating you up, but you might not want to leave your husband. Huh? I mean, you know.
Yeah, that to me, if that comes from a pastor, any clergy member in the church, sorry. I mean, if a woman is putting her hands on a man, vice versa, that means we no longer are seeing eye to eye. I mean, some things just don't work, okay? Some things you...
Right.
I ain't even going to say that. I mean, cause, 9 times out of 10, person ain't going to want to go to the counseling and everything that it's going to take to make that situation work. You know what I'm saying? It'll work, but it's two sides to every story. You know what I'm saying? If the man ain't going to go, then what's the point of the woman sitting in counseling and vice versa?
Well, see, part of the problem is, and I'm just going to put it out there and be real about it, you have people, you have pastors and ministers who will preach on Sunday morning and go home and abuse their wives and children that afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
These are real issues that people don't want to deal with. They
I mean, the Lord says it's going to be false prophets. I mean, you can't sit up there and, you know, be like, oh, well, Pastor, how you going to tell me to do it? Hey, he ain't here for you, though. You know, only thing he here to do is get some word into your ear. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To put you on just a certain path of guidance. But you can't live your life like the pastor is living his life.
Right.
You
right.
know, you can't.
Exactly.
You shouldn't even want to live your life the way he's trying to live his life, because he's him and you are you. Be you. Just take his words of wisdom and keep it moving. But people try to take, you know, what the pastor is God. The pastor is not God. He is not God.
Exactly.
Your Messiah. He is not the one you finna report to. And when you close your eyes and send a prayer out, you are not praying the pastor give me more money.
Right, exactly.
You're
so
not praying to him. But
so
people, you know, that is a problem with the church. A lot of people they put the pastor like on a pedestal to where it's just ridiculous.
People. Pastors, they put ministers, evangelists.
Yeah, clergy. I just say clergy.
Yeah,
yeah,
clergy. They do. They put people, and I've even noticed it on even certain websites. There's one site, Pal Talk. If you come in and you have prophetess, pastor, apostle, something in front of your name, you know, everybody treats you like God. You get all the respect in the world.
Don't even know what you're talking about. Just wearing the name. You know what I'm saying? All
these
ordained.
I'm a lot of those.
My dad was an ordained preacher. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you went to prison and You had some time to study a couple of religious books, and you got a certificate that says you can preach. Wow.
Right.
That don't make you no, you know what I'm saying, died of AIDS, because he was out there holding around, you know what I'm saying, doing what,
exactly.
You know, everything opposite of what he was supposed to be preaching.
And there's still a lot of them out there doing it. I'm just going to keep it real. There's still a lot of them out there doing it. A lot of, I mean, and granted, you do have your legitimate, but that's with anything. You have your fakes, you have your legitimate across the board.
Yeah.
But you do have a lot of them out there that are womanizing. I know of a story of one minister got involved with this girl. She didn't want to be involved with him. He stalked her, went to her house, threw a brick through a window.
In the name of the Lord, I did that, woman. That was a heavenly brick.
You see what I'm saying? So,
and that is wrong. Hey, that's the first thing they're going to say, though. In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord. Because the Lord said that was my wife and she left me and I wasn't letting her go. The devil is a lie. Yeah, the devil is a lie. You just let him lie through you. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the types of things that I deal with. I deal with them not just from, you know, this holier than, so I believe many part of the problem is so many people are so heavenly bound, they're no earthly good. They don't want to deal with the real issues that happen to not to people, period. And so I try to get into things that, like I just did a show on domestic violence last weekend. And it was information because people don't know. They don't know what domestic violence is. You know, a lot of these young girls, they think the guy snatching them around is cute. That's not cute, baby. That's abuse.
Yeah. Getting cursed out, you know what I'm saying? When you're in front of your mama, it's called verbal abuse, and that is totally unacceptable. If you're in front of your friends and doing that,
those are the things I try to deal with from a very real standpoint. Get people to understand, yes, you have a relationship with God, you love God, that's great, but stuff is going to happen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is not going to be this great, this grand experience. You're going to have some bad times just like everybody else does. The key is now what do I do when these things happen? How do I deal with them? And those are the things that I try to deal with. And just to share some common sense stuff, because a lot of people, like I said, they get so heavenly bound, they forget, you know what, I live here on earth right now. So I got to learn, I don't even know, or I'm not even equipped in any way, shape, or form to deal with the regular everyday issues that happen in my life. What happens when I can't pay my bills? That happens to people in church, too. That doesn't just happen to people that don't go to church. But what I'm finding is that a lot of people are turned away because there are people who are so hypocritical. And to me, it's like, you know what? I understand, but I'm going to keep it real. You know, I'm not going to act like, I mean, I'm going to tell you, as much as I love God, I was in a situation a few weeks ago where I wanted to clean a lady's closet. She pissed me off. So I'm not going to act like, okay, I'm so deep and I'm so holy that I don't get mad. I get pissed off like everybody else.
That's like Pastor V. Pastor V said that when she, you know, when she came on and she spoke real about it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she like, people want to, you know, hold me up to a higher standard than what they even live in. You know what I'm saying? I'm just human. She's like, you know, I'm just as human as anybody else. I'm just, you know, I'm in a position to where I'm trying to take myself to a higher height. But that's just me on a personal level. That ain't got nothing to do, you know what I'm saying, when I come to the church and I deliver the word, and then you might see me in the grocery store, and I got a pair of just jogger pants on and a shirt. I'm just a normal person. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to always be in my holy garments and all that and saying, thou bist, dost, art thou. And you know what I'm saying? She was like, that's not being human. You know what I'm saying? That's not living your life.
But that's the thing. These people are human. They have, when it comes to the things of the Bible, they got to do the same thing that the next person got to do. It's no, well, I'm up here, so I'm exempt from this. No, that's so far from the truth. And, you know, people, they tend to forget that these people that have these titles, they are human. They don't go around, well, God bless you, woman of God. They go around and say, hey, girl, how you doing?
No.
Just like everybody else. You know, I'm tired of dealing with Christians who are judgmental, okay? I think there are people right now who, if they knew I was sitting here talking to you just on the level, just talking to you, conversation, being real with you, oh, shoot, they would have me condemned to hell right away. I mean, you know, because they want to be judgmental. This is not here and that's not there. But when you got the people dying on the street, you know what, all of that, okay, if that's your thing, do it. But my thing is, you know, let's put the word out. Let's tell people what's real. Let's bring it out to the forefront, whether it's happening in the church or outside of the church, because the same things happen to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, even the Bible says it rains on the just as well as the unjust, those who are in the church, those who are not in the church. But the people don't want to come to church because the people in the church are so hypocritical. They don't want to be real. They want to act like, oh, no, that doesn't happen to me. No, I'll tell you the truth. It happens to me. I have problems on the job. I may have problems at home. Things happen to me just like they happen to everybody else. My thing is, it's just to, you know, be real, love everybody for who they are, and just be real with people. I'm not going to sit up and pretend like I got this thing all figured out, because I don't. I'm still learning myself how to deal with issues that come up in my life. So
I consider myself an unordained hood preacher, that, you know what I'm saying, because I believe it only takes two people to fellowship. So every time I get a youth or anybody who look like they're in need of just some kind or positive words, you know what I'm saying, and a little fellowship in their life, that's what you provide. That's church. It ain't got nothing to do with going underneath the steeple, sitting in a pew, and shutting your mouth and letting some man talk for you. You know what I'm saying? That's
and
not doing nothing for you.
And half the time, he don't even know what he's talking about.
The church my mama go to, this preacher can't help himself. Every other Sunday, he come out of his mouth with, if you ain't speaking in tongues, you going to hell. You know, like you know what I'm saying? You ain't holy if you don't speak a tongue. When half of his clergymen, you know what I'm saying, don't speak in tongues themselves. The church don't speak in tongues. There's no translator for somebody who's even speaking in tongues in the church.
Right.
Come on now. Come on now. Now you telling me that you better than everybody in this whole church? That's what you're saying, though. You saying you better than everybody in this church because Lord bless you with a gift that others just ain't got that gift right now. So the only thing you're supposed to either be doing is trying to teach that gift or translate that gift that's being given to you.
Right.
But that ain't for everybody.
Now, see, that's a sermon I would have walked out on.
That's not for everybody. About my mama is she's not there. She comes to church just to pray for the preacher because he's leading this whole congregation wrong. He leaving them astray, so she got to come. If she don't come and pray for this man so he can turn around and start leading right, you know what I'm saying? She would be wrong as a Christian. You
and
see what I'm saying?
But that is her assignment. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. People have that. You got to understand that. You are assigned to things on this earth. You have an assignment to do.
That's her assignment to do that. I was online one night, and we were talking, and a young lady sent me a private message. This was on Power Talk. She sent me a private message. She said, "Can I talk?" She said, "Can I talk to you when you're done?" And I said, "Yeah." So I went to talking to her, and I kept it real with her. You know, I talked to her. I didn't judge her. And that's one of the things that really turns a lot of people away that I've talked to. And they said, one of the reasons I like to talk to you is because you don't judge me. I'm not in a position to judge anybody.
Right.
I have done my dirt. I'm not going to sit up and tell you that I have lived this grand, holy life all my life, because I would be lying to you. But much of the stuff that I hear people talk about are things that I've been through. I keep it real. I tell them, and then let them make the decision on what they want to do. All I can do is put it out there to you and keep it real with you. You know, I don't sit up and tell a woman, you know, if somebody were to tell me, you know, my husband abuses me, okay, well, I'm going to give you some information to where you can get some help. I'm not going to sit up and tell you, you know, God hates divorce and you should really stay with your husband. That's not my decision to make. That even though that is true, I really don't believe anybody should stay in a situation that could actually get them killed. Yeah, you know, now, if you want to work it out, you got to do what you got to do. But maybe it'll work out later. Maybe you guys can go get the help that you need if both of you are willing to do it, learn how to deal with the situations that you're facing. But, you know, nobody deserves to be beat. Nobody deserves to be abused in any way, shape, or form, whether it's emotional, physical, verbal, or anything like that. So why would you encourage someone to stay in a situation like that?
Well, you know, Miss Christ, I'm going to get into one quick song. Put you on hold. We're going to chill here. I'm going to play some little uplifting music since we're on this subject, you know what I'm saying, the positivity. This is an artist, you know what I'm saying, I'm a former Crump for Christ DJ, but I'm Crump for Christ every day anyway, so it don't even bother me. And this is Tiffany Anderson. This song is called Everything. She's a St. Pete native down here in St. Petersburg, Florida. And check her out. You can definitely look her up online and then you can get into it.
Yeah.
What you need sometimes, you know, just some good music, you know what I'm saying, to inspire, put something in your heart, you know what I'm saying. You might go out and do something good for a person when you felt like you wanted to do something bad to them, you know what I'm saying. Hear a song on the radio and it just turn your whole mind thinking around, you know what I'm saying. That's just the Lord sending a little message to you, you know, get your motherfucking mind right. And it's going down real big. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good. It's the Labor Day Jump Off. You know what I'm saying? Right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio, Blog Talk Radio style. And I got Miss Quiet Storm in the building. Miss Black, all the way from Iraq, you know what I'm saying? Holding down for the EOD unit, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody serving in Iraq, man. Just watch your back because this administration got some bullshit up their sleeves now. So don't think you coming back home and your ass going to be chilling for a minute. You know, got Afghanistan that so-called... is causing threats, even though ain't nobody heard nothing about it in the news. We ain't read nothing about it in the motherfucking newspapers. But that's the next fucking place we finna take over. And you done heard it right here. It's recorded. It's live. Smells so good. It's telling you. I'm ex-military, so I already know the dog and pony show that's going on. So, you know, don't be surprised if shit just hit the fan. That's all I'm saying. You know, Obama is not God. That's real. Miss Q, what's happening? How you doing today? Speaking on Obama too. You know, we called. I don't know. I don't know if it was illegal or however you want to call it. I called to the state senator's office the other day, right? Had Goofy Bone, everybody was on the show. I wanted to talk to, really, I was trying to get Obama's administration. I was trying to call Obama's office because I wanted to ask them motherfuckers some serious questions. Like, when you first started running, the main focus of your whole running campaign was to bring the troops home, right or wrong?
Right.
Okay. Ever since you've been in the damn office, only thing you've been talking about is what? Healthcare.
Right.
Okay. Let me ask you something personally, because I guess I'm young, I'm single, I ain't got no kids, so healthcare don't mean a motherfucking thing to me. I take care of myself, I'm healthy, and I know how to get myself back healthy when shit hits the fan. You know, Lord bless me, I ain't had no broken bones and all that, and if I do, I go to the VA and they'll take care of that. I serve my time for Uncle Sam.
Right.
So as far as healthcare concern, is that a concern to you, or has it ever been a concern to you?
Having been a single parent, it is a concern to me from the standpoint of people deserve, I don't think it should be if you don't have this or you don't have a job or you're not in a position where you could provide it. I think everybody deserves an opportunity to live healthy. I don't think I have a friend. She works two jobs, but she has lupus. So even for her, it's very difficult sometimes to get health insurance because they don't want to. They don't want to take her with a pre-existing condition.
Right.
But I really believe that it shouldn't be if you can't afford it. I think it should be available to everyone. When you have hospitals that are working, and I understand there's a cost to run it, and that's a given. But I think either between the hospitals or through insurance, there should be something in place where everybody can afford to go to a doctor if they're sick. I just really think it's even the fact that you got to debate about it is a problem to me. You know, everybody want to deem you as a socialist because you believe that everybody has a right to live. Well, who are you to say that somebody has a right to die? And
right.
Or that they have a right to die just because they can't afford what you may be able to afford. That is not your place. Like you said, you are not God. Now you're putting yourself in the place of God to determine who is able to live and who is not able to live or should have a right to or an opportunity to live. To me, it is. I don't even understand what the debate about it is.
Right.
You know,
that's my whole thing. It's not a debate. It's not a debate. You feel me?
Yeah.
That was not even a part of your debate when you first got your ass running. That wasn't even, he never even said nothing about no damn healthcare and healthcare reform. Not nan time in his speeches or none of that. He might have mentioned, you know, we're going to try to get some universal healthcare. But his whole thing was, my focus in my first whatever couple of months, 180 days, whatever, I'm going to have half of the troops, you know what I'm saying, return back home. Because
right.
We ain't got no business being over there in Iraq. You already said that. We ain't got no business being over there. Why in the hell are the troops still over there? And when Bush was in them, we heard about Afghanistan having some kind of uprising.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't heard nothing in the news. You ain't heard nothing on CNN. You ain't heard nothing nowhere. So what, it's just
right.
Peaceful now? You know what I'm saying? Since Bush got out of there, now the world is at peace?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Right.
Come on. This is a dog and pony. This is what's called a dog and pony show. You know what I'm saying? They ride on one issue, and they try to blow it up so hard to cover up the real issue. The real issue is our motherfucking troops, man. You need to bring our motherfucking troops home, and they don't need to be returned over to Afghanistan. That is not our fight.
Right, and that's the thing, and you know, have, you know, with my son being in the military, he's in the Navy, and you know, you'd like to think, okay, well, you know, they don't really go over, but that don't mean they won't be sent. There was one time shortly after he went in that they were told they may have to go.
They gonna go.
You know.
They gonna go. If you
right.
And this is for all you patriotic people out there that like to go and join the Army Reserve and the
mm-hmm.
National Guard, thinking that y'all finna get school training. Y'all the first ones to go to war.
Exactly.
You all the first
exactly.
ones to go to war. I was active duty. We did not. Every time that when the war popped off, Saudi Arabia, Kosovo, and everything else, we was not the first one sent. Infantry
right.
was not the first one sent. Nobody was first one sent. Your homeland, so-called homeland security, was the ones that was sent. The teachers, the
right.
moms, and the pops, and everybody who just,
right.
you know what I'm saying, was trying to do it the easy way, who they thought they was doing it the easy way by not joining. Y'all was the
right.
first one. Y'all the first one that signed up for legal draft.
Right.
You signed up to be legally drafted, and they're going to use you first because we are investments. The people that are enlisted are investments. We are property of the United
right.
States military.
Exactly.
You have to understand that. You are property. You are a tangible piece of property that's only worth a couple of cents to the military, but you are worth something. And when you just want to play military, oh, yeah, they're going to play military with you, and you're the first one that's going to be on the front line.
Right. And, you know, that bothers me. That bothers me. It's like you said, why are we there? What is our purpose there? You know, I've talked to people who have been through it, family members of people who have been overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan. And
Ms. Black there now. She, I wish you would call in because she there right now. She'll tell you. You know what I'm saying? Shit ain't all what it seems.
And,
you know, shit ain't all what it seems. Believe that.
Right. You know, and one lady was telling me about her brother that went over. And she said when he left here, he was just, you know, hey, that was my brother. She said, but now that he's back, he's having these PTSD symptoms, and, you know, he hears a car backfire, he goes off because he's been there. And a lot of them going over there, they're babies. They're 18, 19, 20 years old, you know, and they didn't see nothing like this on the streets growing up. Now they're in this situation where all they can do is hope they make it back home, you know, to see, you know, their mothers, their fathers, sisters, brothers, kids, husbands, wives, you know, and I don't know.
For me, the thing that was kind of ironic to me, you know what I'm saying, when I got kicked out of the military for smoking weed, I did 3 years, you know what I'm saying, this old hoe-ass white dude, ran his mouth talking about we was smoking, and at the time they even came in, we wasn't even doing nothing. This dude made an anonymous lie, and when they came, they didn't find nothing. But because they didn't find nothing, they went ahead and just say, okay, well, we gonna get you anyway. They do a piss test, you know what I'm saying? Everybody come up hot. You feel me? Off of one dude that's you supposed to be on the team. It's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, a team. You know what I'm saying? And you sitting around here snitching, and then he turned around and get fucked up, his damn self. You know what I'm saying? So now you ruined somebody's military career over nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which to me, I don't look at nothing bad. You know what I'm saying? I look at everything like it's a blessing, and the Lord allowed me to do 2 years in the most racist part of the military, Fort Campbell, Kentucky. That is, I promise you, that's the most racist shit you're going to go through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When they tell you your first week, and this was in our orientation. You know what I'm saying? They set us all down, all the black soldiers now, and told us straight up. 2 weeks ago, we just found an African-American soldier right off post in his car, burnt up with his hands tied and a noose around his neck. And they left the car, you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason, sitting outside the motherfucking post. Because you can ride by it probably to this day, and that bitch sitting out there burnt up. It was there, so we can go and see it. You know what I'm saying? And that's shit. So I went through that. I went through, you know, plenty of racism and all that. And got through that. Went through Germany. I met Miss Black. I met so many real people, you know what I'm saying? Like, we, I mean, you talking about a family bond, like, you know, that was really what military was all about to me, you know what I'm saying? Family, sticking up and looking out for one another, you know what I'm saying? But then when you get this crazy motherfucker that just come and infiltrate, you know what I'm saying? He in my unit. I mean, I sit next to the dude every single day, you know what I'm saying? And then you just sell out for no reason. Like, it wasn't no hate. I didn't have no beef with the dude. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had nothing wrong with him. But because of, boom. But at the same time, when I came home 2 weeks later, the whole damn unit, you know what I'm saying? This was paperwork in the making. But after I got out, 2 weeks later, the whole unit got sent to Kosovo. So who you know what I'm saying? I did not join the military to go to war. I did not join the military to go. I joined to get education, some training, and just network. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I had to go to war, I was ready to, you know what I'm saying, do what I had to do. Yeah. I'm that right now, that same military minded. Like you say, your brother get out, and he had them episodes. You know, we all do. I found myself, you know what I'm saying, getting to a point where, yeah, I'm, you know, and it's just embedded in you. It's brainwashed. It's mentally brainwashed just like slavery. You know what I'm saying? And it'll come out at times where you least expect it. But it's that's a real serious mental situation that you put yourself into. I mean, you got to be, and you got to be mentally prepared. You know what I'm saying? A lot of white folks, they join because they got that killer instinct. And that's why they want to join. They got that killer instinct. You know what I'm saying? That's why they go. That's their sole purpose. They don't go to get, you know what I'm saying, a good job and all that. They go strictly for the hard shit. Airborne, they want to be a ranger and all that. All that's mental. You just a mental killer. And that was just already in you, and that's why you went into that field.
And then you come back and they want to be deemed as a hero.
And yeah, like you're a hero. And then you come back and wonder why you can't function in society and you know what I'm saying, and find yourself fucked up.
I don't understand how you can go with a killer's mentality, kill a bunch of people, and feel good about it. How can you feel
You was
good
doing it on the streets.
I mean, but
you was doing it on the streets, though. Why not? If you're doing it on the street, like a lot of gang members, I play that commercial, that joined the military commercial, and the dude sit up there and tell you, no, I was gangbang on the streets. But why not be a gangbang on the streets and get arrested for it when I can go and do it legally?
Right.
In the name of the country, in the name of
and be deemed a hero.
And be deemed a hero.
He killed a bunch of people. And, you know, man, that to me, but like you said, it's a mentality that you have before you go in there. I want to go in and just kill a bunch of people, and yeah, I'm ready to go to war, and yeah, I'm ready to, you know. But man,
I talked to a couple of dudes, you know what I'm saying, that when Iraq first popped off and they went over there and they didn't know what the fuck. You know, these dudes told me that the first couple of months they killed everything that they seen in sight. They didn't want no, it was shoot first, ask questions, and investigate later. Because it was kids walking up to them just with bombs on them. That shit was serious. That wasn't no play, you know what I'm saying? And they weren't showing you exactly what was really going on. But modern technology exposes this shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't hide it no more. You know what I'm saying? You can get all the personal videos and everything sent to you, the personal letters and all that. You know what I'm saying? And the dudes was like, man, I mean, you could never understand a woman walking up to you, you know what I'm saying? She acting like she bringing you something, a cake and shit, and then the next thing you know, everybody around you just blow the fuck up and shit. And you survive it, but now you ain't got no legs and shit, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got no arms. That's some real mentally fucked up shit. And now you don't even know why you over here, though. Explain why you over here. If it's a justification for it, then that's one thing. It's not a justification for it. No justification for it.
And then they get in that position, then they come back home and just trying to get what they need to survive life from that point forward is hell.
Get no love, man. Get no love. Armed forces, they, you can go around here, you don't get no love. Ain't no discounts in those stores. You know what I'm saying? 4th of July, ain't no soldier parade, you know what I'm saying? And congratulations for the soldiers. Every single military-related day, it ain't nothing. We don't get no love. Even when you know what I'm saying, you coming back from active duty and you see these dudes walking around in their uniform and stuff like that, you don't see people coming up and saying thank you, you know what I'm saying, and giving them a hug. And that shit is only on TV, you know what I'm saying? But in real life, people don't appreciate you, really. They don't appreciate the fact that, you know what I'm saying, you bravely put your hand up and said, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and handle this. Because, you know what I'm saying, y'all got other things to do. So I'm going to go and handle this, you know.
And I remember years ago when I was down in Southern Cal and I worked in Los Angeles, there was a guy that I used to see every day. And he was homeless at the time. And I used to see this man every day. And I would speak to him. If I had a few minutes, I'd talk to him, you know. And if he was hungry and I was able to do so, I'd buy him something to eat, give him a couple of dollars, whatever. And I would see this man every day. He would see me at lunchtime, come hang out with me at lunchtime. And people actually, you know, turn their nose up. And I actually had people ask me, well, why do you talk to him? But as I talked to him and got to know this guy, he said, I was a vet, he said, and I went to war. He said, and I came back and tried to get benefits to help me get back on my feet, get my feet back up under me and move forward with my life. He said, and I can't get shit. He said, and I'm here, and that's why I'm homeless.
That ain't no joke.
Problem or anything. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like you said, they get no love. They risk their lives. They put their lives out there. Even though they may not intend, you know, okay, I'm going in to get an education, but now I've been called to duty. I'm fulfilling my part, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. But I gave you my legs, basically, because I lost my legs, or I lost my mind, or I lost something while serving my country. But now I come home and I need the help, and you just basically turn your back on me.
I gotta put a fund up just to get some fucking help.
I got to seek
and put commercials out, you know what I'm saying, just to get me some help. That's just absolutely ludicrous, past ludicrous.
There ain't no understanding to that.
There is no understanding to that. And they show them pictures every day. That's fucked up though.
And basically, when you join the military, you're basically saying, I'm offering you my life.
That's it.
Offering your life. And now I need help, and you can't offer me some decent medical care. You can't offer me, you can't offer to pray for my prosthetic leg that I gave you in serving my country.
I gave you my leg. I
volunteered to do this. I signed up for it. So, yes, I gave that to you. I knew there was a possibility that I might lose it, but now that you have it, what are you giving me? I'm asking just for help. I'm not asking for anything I'm not entitled to.
No. You wonder why the homeless, if they homeless, why they don't go join the military?
Right.
Because they all are ex-military.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That is the damn, that's why. There's only fucking homeless people. They are all vets. They're all ex-this, ex-that. And, yeah, I mean, you know, me, every time I see one of them, I'm like, damn, man, at least go to the VA. But when you go to the VA, they're going to give you the ass to kiss. They're going to put you through more paperwork than you can ever think of.
Right.
And then when they do give you the help, it's going to take so long to receive them benefits. It's like, man, I'm going to be homeless another 6 months before I can, and I ain't got no mailbox where I'm going to receive the check to.
Right, and that's the thing. You can't, in many cases, you can't get a check if you don't have an address.
If they don't have an address. So, well, sir, we can't even do nothing for you because we need to fit. I'm homeless. Bitch, I stay on the corner of such and such, behind the cardboard box. That's me. Look for cardboard number 5 and shit, and deliver
until the police come and put me out because somebody called and complained about the homeless people in the alley in the back.
Right. So.
And it's really sad that they get to that point, but it is what happens. It is what happens. And I remember years ago there was down in downtown Los Angeles on Skid Row, and growing up, we used to go down there shopping a lot down in the garment district. And I remember one day going by, and there was this man. And I looked at the man, and I told my mother, I said, Mom, that man is dead. She said, no, he's not. He's just sleeping. I said, Mom, that man is dead. His chest, you know, you can tell when a person's breathing, their chest moving. You can see some signs of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, Mama, that man is dead. And a police officer happened to be coming up the street at the time. And I stopped him, and I said, Officer, that man is dead. And I must have been about 13, 14 years old at the time. And I said, that man is dead. And he nudged the man and, you know, tried to wake the man up. And sure enough, that man was sitting on the street dead. And God only knows how long he had been there. And, you know, the officer was like, you're right, he is dead. And, you know, they just get left like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand it. I mean, America, there should not be a homeless problem in America.
You don't see, it ain't no homelessness nowhere else, though. Go to Germany and see how many people you see living on the streets.
But when you try to reach out and put things in place to help people, you know, get out of these situations and become self-supporting, because many of these people really do want to be self-supporting. I know here in California, you know, they went through this thing where they started cutting funding for mental institutions. Now you have all these people on the street who don't have the mental capacity to live a normal life without help, you know, in order to survive, because they don't have the mental capacity to deal with a lot of things. And then, you know, people want that. Well, you know, it's all these crazy people on the street. Okay, well, if those who have those fat pockets can, you know, really have some type of compassion and say, you know what, these people need help. We don't need to close down the mental institutions. We don't need to cut funding for them. What we need to do is provide programs where they can live a somewhat normal life. They can survive. They can get the help and the tools they need in order to make it day to day and live their lives the way everybody else does. And it's sad. It's sad. And sometimes if you really stop and talk to these people, they're not stupid people. They are people who have just don't have the ability to deal with things the way you or I may, but if you give them the tools to do it, they can.
No. I mean, honestly, when I came back home in 1999, when I came back home, and I had only did a year in Germany, and I came back home three times before that, because when my father was, you know, on his deathbed, so I had to come back, fly back home, you know what I'm saying, thinking, you know, that was going to be the day. So I did that three different times before he actually passed. And every single time I came back home, I did not recognize home. It's like it changed just that quickly every single time I left.
Right.
And then when I actually came back home for good, everybody thought, you know, like, damn, man, you act like you ain't from the hood. I say, man, I don't recognize shit. It's like I wasn't even from, I wasn't even from Tampa, period. Like, I was just moved in.
Right.
And so I can only imagine people who have been in 15, 20 years, and you done dedicated your life to just traveling here, there, everywhere, but you have no place to just call your own, yours. And then when you come to it and you get to the place to where you remember way back, oh, man, the drastic change of that is like, you know, so you it mentally, yeah, you have to think about that. You know, people, you know, they left what they knew, and when they come back, it's completely year 3,000 on them,
right.
You know, and they left on skateboards, and now we on hoverboards. You know, and but day to day, every day reality is just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every day reality is exactly like that. Tomorrow, when a hoverboard actually come out, you gonna have a motherfucker in the military that just been traveling around and didn't hear about the shit. So when he actually come, that's when they catch up on it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, that life there, boy. I thank Lord for allowing me to live through it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's an experience. At the same time, it's an experience just like everything else in life. It's just an experience.
Right.
But but it is an lasting experience and has a real impact on people's lives. And it definitely does that. So people out there, my daughter, you know what I'm saying, she's going. She about to go in the military. I wasn't an open voice for saying yeah. So, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, as growing up as adults, we have to make our own decisions.
And that's how I was with my son. I wasn't thrilled about the idea, but I said, you know what?
But you know.
You're an adult.
If you say no, and then they stay here, and then he get into something negative, and then, you know what I'm saying, then you look at yourself like, oh, now I'm really, screwed up.
Well, in with my family was just like, how did you let him? And why did you let him? I had to let them know. You know what? He is an adult, number one. Number two, it's not like he just came to me and said, Mom, I'm getting ready to go start swinging dope on the street. He's trying to do something positive. And I said, even though I may not necessarily agree with it or like it, I've got to support him. And that was really the take I had to take on it personally, because it wasn't my ideal situation for him. I mean, it was like, okay, well, we can do this, but... Like I said, I had to respect the decision he made as an adult. And it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't like he was going, okay, Mom, I'm going to go hook up with the dudes on the corner and I'm going to start selling drugs with them or do anything like that. That was what he thought would help him accomplish things that he wanted to accomplish in his life. So I had to support him in that and still remain supportive of him. He's been in almost 3 years now. It'll be 3 years in October. So,
where he at right now? Where he stationed at?
He's in Seattle right now. In Seattle, Washington right now.
The Washed. Ain't been up that way. I heard about it. Ain't been up that way. Too cold for me.
Cold and rainy.
Too cold for me.
But I I've been saying I need to get up there because I also have family up there. And I said, one day I'm not even going to tell them I'm coming.
Yeah,
I'm
just
going to show up,
out there.
Because then that way I won't feel bad and feel like I lied to them.
Yeah, know that. That'd be one thing, too. If you're trying to hold obligation to tell people that you're going to do something, then shit happens.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't always, and now they done, make you looking like you're a liar. Really not a liar.
Right.
It's just things happen every day.
Right, exactly.
Ain't having everything. Me, I feel like I should have been around the world right about now. But they ain't having every day, And now I feel like I'm just getting, to a point where I can actually, I got my artists in place. And, things are in place. It just needs to, shift forward. And that's all I'm waiting on, just things to shift forward, start moving. It's there, though. It is definitely there. I seen Miss Black. She left. I think, she's serving right now over there in Iraq. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I know a lot of my things I just touched on. You know what I'm saying? Hit the heart, because that shit's really going down, and she's there.
Right.
On the end of it though. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't there at the beginning.
Right.
But she done been down there 4 years. You know what I'm saying? Well, no, not 4 years. She been down there over. Oh, hell, I think a year and a half, you know what I'm saying? So, in her rotation, and when we was in, we was all enlisted. Now she's an officer, you know what I'm saying? So it's like she in a whole different role, but yet she's still in the same place. It don't matter. You still in the same place as everybody else.
Right.
Your rank ain't got nothing to do with it. A bomb can hit this motherfucking everybody still that. You know what I'm saying? That the bomb is not rank or gender, gender prone. It ain't.
It doesn't have a name on it, and it
no
doesn't
kids,
female
no
or
nothing.
Male only. It just it does not discriminate.
Yeah. The shit that just blow me. We over there. You know what I'm saying? Now we done blew up these people's city. You done killed babies, kids, moms, dads, pops, granddads. That ain't have nothing to do with the war. You know what I'm saying? But because your unintelligence, you know what I'm saying? tells you that some motherfuckers hiding in this building,
right,
you going just you know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers hit churches. They hit all kinds of shit over there they want people to be hitting. And then you come back and go try to offer these people money to rebuild when you ain't even got no damn money.
Right.
How you do that? Mm-hmm. A country that's in the $1 trillion deficit comes and offers aid for blowing up their shit. Accidentally?
Right. Wow.
Right.
All right. You know, hey.
Dog and pony show. Dog and pony show. And, you know, and then, though, everybody see the reality of it. They'll see the reality of the bullshit of it. You know?
Right.
I mean, it makes no sense to me. At all these places in the world you can go, you know, you can travel to Hawaii and different places like that, and people will act like it ain't no war going on. This is just the best place. This is heaven on earth. You know what I'm saying? And they're out of touch with reality. But what is reality?
Right.
You know, Lord said you're supposed to have peace on earth. You're supposed to have, you know, your heaven right now. This is supposed to be your heaven. So if I'm faced with chaos on all four corners of me, what is that?
Right.
You know, I'm like, what is that? But that's how I feel about the neighborhood. See, I don't stay in the neighborhood no more, you know.
Right.
And thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? I ain't in that
right.
mentality of, oh, yeah, I'm a hood nigga. No, I just grew up in the hood, and that's how I'm surviving to this day because of what the hood taught me in my neighborhood
right.
and how they
right.
taught me to be better, you know.
Right.
And better yourself. That's what the neighborhood is, just a training ground to get your ass ready for the world and get out into the world.
Right.
But not
exactly.
to be the longest nigga that living in the hood. It ain't never went nowhere. That is nothing to be proud of.
You know, it's not. I'm still here. I'm still here, okay?
That is nothing to be proud of, though. You know what I'm saying? I done went to 18 countries and 50 different states, and I come back, and you still ain't went nowhere but around the block. I'm showing you. I'm a prime example to show you that it's other shit out here. I'm coming and telling you a million stories of where I done been at and what's out here, what's cool, and what's can go to, what's safe.
They don't want to hear that. You know, you got, like I told you, you know, you'll get some that'll have an opportunity to get out and, you know, to do some positive things, but they ain't trying to hear that. That's not what they want to do. They're comfortable. That's what they know. And for them to do anything other than that will require them to actually do some type of work.
Yeah. Everybody blew because I'm saying I'm going to California. How you getting there? I'm driving. I mean, shit. What is the purpose of just flying somewhere? That takes the whole adventure out of life. I ain't never been to California, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't never been nowhere in between now. So the 2,000 miles that it's going to take, that's 2,000 miles worth of life experience and adventure.
Right. Give me the plane, though.
You know, well, I'm saying that, yeah, but I got no responsibilities with me. You feel me? It's
right.
a difference. Yeah, you got responsibilities. You know what I'm saying? You know, me, I'm hitting the road. You know what I'm saying? And I got an artist in tow, you know.
Right.
And this is experience for both of us because she ain't never
right.
been out of Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, or no major place. You know what I'm saying? Especially not California. You know,
right.
and I've been, you know, a couple of other states, but I ain't never been to California.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's new experience for everybody, but the door's open for everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? I even made the offer. I was like, shoot, y'all want to roll. By the time I get my finance and everything straight, because when I'm gone,
right.
I'm gone at least 30 days. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, ain't going to be no 2 weeks and I'll be back. I'm going to be up there at least 30 days.
Who was it? Someone told me somebody in their family was coming here to visit, and they said that that's what they were going to do. They were going to drive. I forgot where they were coming from, but they were going to drive and stop and see sites along the way and, you know, that kind of thing. And she said, I don't understand. I said, well, I can understand. I mean, you know, they got nothing but time. This is an older couple. They retired. They don't have nothing.
That's real.
They
ain't got, I mean,
they don't have anything but time. And let them enjoy themselves. You know, when they get here, they'll be here. They run into problems along the way, they'll let you know, but they'll be all right.
Mm.
You know, and, you know, but see, I'm like, okay, put me on the plane, give me a car, and let me just go drive and explore when I get there.
When you get there, yeah, yeah.
When I get
yeah.
there, you know.
Yeah. 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 See, I'm making the stops along the way because, I mean, my plan is, me being as a DJ, you know what I'm saying, I want to stop, holler at some DJs in the area, drop some music off, so by the time we come back, you know what I'm saying, we done established, you know what I'm saying, networking all the way up this way. And then by the time we get the way to come back, now we can have a place to always stop, you know what I'm saying? And a person going to know it by the time we come back. Well, look, man, this is the date we're going to be coming back through here. They might even have something prepared for you, you know what I'm saying? Have a show ready for you or something, you know what I'm saying? You might be able to make some money on your way back, unexpectedly.
Exactly.
You know?
And
but
you got to roll that way. You got to roll that way. But, you know,
yeah.
But like you
people
said,
be scared. People be just scared of life. You know what I'm saying? And it's so much
yeah.
more to life, man. You know, it's just.
You know, I like going places I've never been. And whether somebody go with me or not, fine. You know. But I'm not going to let it stop me from going to explore and see what's there. You know, I love going out. I went on one of my trips to D.C., and all my friends were like, you know what, we got to work. We can't take time off. I said, good. I said, now I can really go see some things I want to see.
Right, you
I'm planning it. My whole thing. And well, you know, you gonna go, and people going to know you a tourist. And I'm like, I'll take my chance. And, you know, I'm walking up and down the streets like everybody else, and I had more people stop asking me for directions on how to get here and how to get there. Now, I'm supposed to be the tourist, and now I'm like, you know what, I'm not from around here. I don't know
who this
is for, but let's go find out together because I might want to check it out. I mean, and that was a part of the fun of the trip. It was just like I didn't have nothing planned for me. I was able to do what I wanted to do. I didn't have to worry about people having to get home because they had to go here, do this, do that, none of that stuff.
Yeah.
And that was just the best time to me. My son and I, he was in New York at the time, and we met in D.C., and we went around, did a bunch of stuff, and I said, okay, we're going to discover every mall in here. Out in this area.
That wouldn't have been a good trip for me.
That was a fun trip. I had to drive him a little bit. I had to say, okay, if we go, you'll get this, 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 and that.
Man, that ain't our forte. You know what I'm saying? Shopping, yeah, that ain't really our forte. We'll do it now.
He had his laundry list, so we did take care of his laundry list, too. That's how I was able to bribe him because, and then as part of it, I couldn't go into as many shoe stores as I wanted to, so I did compromise and let him have his fun with it. But we went to museums and, you know, by him taking some of the classes he was at the time. He was in high school, so he was taking world history, and we were going into museums, and, you know, so he was able to just really, Mom, see, this is what this is about, and that's what that's about. I'm like, dang, I'm glad you know it.
Man,
if I ever have to take a test, I'm going to ask you, sir. But it was fun. We had a lot of fun. One of his teachers told him, hey, go to this museum, write a paper on it to get extra credit. So we were able to incorporate all of that into the trip. So it was a lot of fun.
When I was in Germany, I did the opposite. Everybody, they had a trip coming up that they offered it. It was like, well, you can either go snowboarding or you can go on a tour. I was like, fuck, I want to do the tour. I ain't with no snowboarding
right.
shit. So
right.
I was all up in, we went to Munich, and we went all, we was it Munich? Or was it another town? We went to where Mozart lived, his hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And his hometown, I guess his favorite thing is chocolate, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the whole town, like everywhere you go, I mean, like, every shop got, you know what I'm saying, pictures of them, and then they got chocolate. Like, everything has got something to do with chocolate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got castles, and it's real, you know what I'm saying, still old world, and, you know, it just take you completely out your element, you know what I'm saying, it take you back into history, you know what I'm saying, and it's still, I ain't going to say it's modern, like what we want to call modern, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's modern to their times, you know what I'm saying, to what they're keeping up with.
Right.
And that was a totally different experience. I was like, yeah, I got pictures and everything, you know. Pictures from Italy at a carnival, what they call a Carnival de Venice, where these people dressed up in costumes, which tripped me out so hard because everybody walk around in costumes, but I'm the only nigga walking around. They want to come and take pictures with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
And it was weird. I had a big old 10-gallon hat on. I had a weed leaf on the front of it. Mind you, I'm in the military. I bought it when I was there, though. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing I seen. I got to have it. The money is so funny. It's big. Like, they got big money. You know what I'm saying? Like, the bills are actually made large.
Uh-huh.
So you carry around, like, what they call lira. Lira, and you in... Like, I had a $10,000 note, $50,000 note, $100,000, and all that was like $12.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you do the mark rate, you know, the exchange rate, it was like, you know, American dollars, it might be like $12. But they give you all this big-ass money, which, you know, it's funny money to me. That's why I have a real, you know, kind of money complex when it comes to coming back home, and then you telling me that this dollar is worth something. When I've been to over here, you know what I'm saying? And I've been over here to where your dollar ain't worth nothing. The dollar ain't worth nothing now. And their money is king. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how it is now. But back in the day when I was there, the dollar was supposed to be king. It was a big, even though you didn't see no dollars over there, no dollars in circulation. The American dollar was the most powerful thing over there. How in the hell? It's not in circulation over here. How is it the most powerful thing? That's just like bringing their currency here and it being the most powerful thing.
Right. And that's what's happening.
It's not. That's, you know what I'm saying?
It really was happening. I know they did, it was a big news story here in the Bay Area in San Francisco where they were, what were they doing? They had, it was an influx of tourists from other countries that came here. And they were asking, well, why are you here? Why are you coming here? And they was like, because, you know, we're getting more for our money. You know, they come in here and they doing what they do. And, you know, they having a good time. We struggling.
Mm-hmm. But they balling. They all at our amusement parks and everything.
Hell yeah. You know, I was ready to go hang out with them. You know, I was like, okay, what y'all want me to go? I'll be your tour guide.
You know what I'm saying?
My expenses, we going to have a good time.
Right.
You know, but, you know, like you said, it's just amazing how the climate changes, how things change so quickly. It's how things change so quickly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is, but... You know,
yeah, I'm right here watching the Puerto Ricans fish, which is hilarious. You know what I'm saying? Because the place where we moved to, I guess people want to call themselves being whatever. You know what I'm saying? You can be racist all you want. Lord is going to carry us through everything. Like I tell people, I can walk into a Ku Klux Klan meeting, and I'm going to come out. And I'm going to come out unscathed. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to go in there. You know, first of all, I understand what y'all believe in. And I understand that you don't like me, and I really personally don't like you, which has nothing to do with why I'm here. So if I'm in here, I'm probably should be in here for business. I just didn't come up here to piss nobody off. That would
just
be an
unintelligent.
Yeah,
I
that's just an unintelligent way of going.
Business.
You feel me?
Right.
They put Obama in office now. Obama, you know what I'm saying? Didn't say he didn't walk into no Ku Klux Klan meeting and say, hey, I need some money from y'all to get into this motherfucking presidency.
Uh-huh.
Them crackers made up a conscious mind state, And then they got these little pennies and chips together, and then they put a nigga into office to shock the whole motherfucking world. Yeah, it's a shock, but it's not a shock because y'all just didn't want a woman. Because a woman is you can puppet a man more than you can puppet a woman. A woman is always forever changing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go through mood swings and every other swing.
Oh Lord, see.
So you do, you do. You do. I'm just saying you do. We
y'all
do in a sense, in a sense.
No,
you know
in,
what I'm saying?
Not in a sense. Yes,
in
you
a
do
sense.
Too.
But if we don't miss the shoe sale, we ain't finna, you know what I'm saying, like the whole day is
you
just shot.
Oh
yeah,
what?
I had to take it there. Yeah, I had to take it there.
Yes,
yeah, I had to take
it
there.
Let me tell you. You know what? Okay, so what? If I miss the shoe sale, I will survive. You know what? But see, this is the deal. I will tell you what I do. Now, I have my favorite shoe store. Right?
Oh, all right.
And I'll go in and see, I am much better. Believe me, I am so much better than I used to be. I will go and I'll say, okay, I like those shoes, but I'm not paying whatever that price is right now. I'll give you 30 days, and I bet you that price will go down by at least half. And see, I'm patient.
Hmm.
I'm patient.
Hey, well,
I am
just like I don't speak by all men, and I can't speak by all women. But the majority representatives that are in the forefront, that are making the most noise, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And y'all have y'all little gadgets, but y'all like gadgets.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's me.
So,
I'm a gadget.
I mean, it's
you
just
know.
Like it's just like with my dad, with my father, love my father dearly. And I don't care where we go. I can say, okay, Daddy, we're going to go hang out for the day. I'll go home and visit and spend the day with my dad. I can tell you, at some point during that day, we're going to Lowe's or Home Depot. We going. I don't care if it's just to walk around and say I was there.
Hey,
he may
God.
Not pick up nothing but a light bulb. Well, you could have got that
and
at Walmart.
And don't even need it. Yeah, exactly.
You
don't
know,
even need it.
Or you could have... But we going to go to Home Depot or Lowe's. We going to go to some store like that. I don't care. Or even if we go into a Sears, we going to the part where they got tools and all that stuff.
And all that.
And he ain't going to buy it. Not necessarily he going to buy it, but he going to look at it. And then, you know, but we coming out of Lowe's or Home Depot with something. Well, I got to go pick this up. I'm like, man, Daddy, why you didn't pick that up before we went to lunch? Before you, you know. But, if you know, now that's if he's driving. If I'm driving, we going to lunch and going back to the house. And then he can
it.
Go to Lowe's and Home Depot and all
that's
of that. Even when he comes up here to visit me, he'll find a project to work on, and then we got to go to Lowe's or Home Depot.
Oh, well, see, yeah, that's he's a handyman, though. You know, he got the handyman syndrome.
Well, you know, my dad does construction. He does all that stuff, so everything is a project to him. But I'm like, nah, Dad, you don't have to do that. Well, no, it's just bothering me. We got to go to Home Depot. We got to go to their Home Depot or Lowe's anywhere around. I'm like, oh, man. And that is a store that you can get lost in. I thought Walmart, a super Walmart, was the only store you can get lost in. Lord, I said, Daddy, I'm going to wait right here because I don't know where I'm going. You will walk off 10 pounds trying to find a nail in Home Depot. You will get your exercise for the month in Home Depot.
Great. See, that's what that is. Segway, see, they need to be hooked up with Home Depot. Put about, you know, a couple of them little Segways in and let people just ride around.
No,
you know,
what they
a charge them. You know,
GPS
I pay. You know, by five, I pay $2-3. You know what I'm saying? To ride around to do my shopping, and
what
then return it. You feel me?
What they need is to have some GPS units at the front of the store. You pick it up. You put nails, and it beeps you right to where the nails are.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's
GPS
true.
GPS units in Home Depot.
Right, make right. Go
make
down,
right,
left.
Right here.
Left, back.
What does it say? We recalibrating.
Yeah,
rerouting.
Now rerouting.
Yeah, whatever it says. Man, I'm telling you. Because I'm telling you, a GPS will mess you up, too. Don't make a wrong turn if you're trying to follow GPS instructions. It will have you turned around. It's just like, okay, if it say it's recalibrate, just stop. Let it do its thing, and then let it tell you where to go.
Yeah, I do the Yahoo Map myself, and that's pretty much it. You know, if I can follow the left. But if it's a detour, you know what I'm saying, then you got to
calculate.
Right. That's the one thing you got to calculate, too. People don't be calculating all that. They just go for the straight shot and thinking. And then they go, sometimes, you know, road construction might take you a mile off the route.
Right. And
you got to know, you know what I'm saying, how to color, follow the roads. You're going to end up somewhere you ain't supposed to be.
Dude. Okay. But you better watch MapQuest. I had issues with MapQuest for a minute because they will always give you one wrong time.
No.
Yep. They did with for a minute. Every time I use MapQuest, I'd get to a certain point and it would say turn left and I should have turned right. Then when I call and say, well, here
I am,
you should have turned right over here. I was like, okay, well, the direction said turn left, and that's what I did. But.
Dang. Yeah, I don't even remember using no MapQuest. I don't think I used to always use it might have been a map, but I always printed it out. Well, yeah. So if you printed it out, you getting wrong directions printing it out.
You getting that one wrong turn, it'll get you to a certain point and maybe it was just their thing was off a minute, but lately it's been doing pretty good. But for a minute, it was always giving me one wrong turn.
I be there. You on the other block? You know what I'm saying? You there, but you just on the other block, like.
Right. You know. No, you should have turned right on this street. I said, "What the directions say? Turn left." Well, girl, the directions turned you wrong. You should turn right. I'm like, okay.
And you paying? That's what North Star. You got a North Star, whatever that crap it called. You got to pay for that though. Little serves that tell you left in your car. But I just, that's a little too much tracking for me. I mean, it's like, dang, man, you get no privacy at all. You know what I'm saying? They know your every move. They telling you where to go. They know your every move. It's like,
exactly. If you get in an accident, I heard you were in an accident.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just bumped into the pole, man. I ain't hit nothing. That was just me. My bad. I just accidentally bumped the pole.
Now, that was me backing up into the parking space. I accidentally just backed up a little too far and, just hit the little curb right there. I'm good.
Now, that gets reported to your insurance. Like, here we go with this bullshit. Now I got to suffer with the insurance agent.
Now yes, my sir, rates went up.
Yeah, sir. Sir, you didn't report it, so... Yeah, we're going to have to go ahead and raise those rates. We're going to have to go ahead and drop your policy because you didn't file a claim.
Because you hit too many curbs.
What? I had no accident.
And they don't call you. They send you a letter. You rolling thinking you got insurance. And then you get this letter in the mail, we ask us.
And I ain't do nothing like what?
We have dropped your insurance, and it's like I haven't been in accident. Well, we have reported that you have hit several curves, and
really on a messed up. That happened to me. I got hit on the bicycle. Right, I'm riding on the opposite side of the road. It's Sunday afternoon. This lady, drunk black lady. I know she was drunk. She was drinking. She hit me. She cut in front of me. She cut me off. She was trying to get to the dude on the side of the house zone. She was trying to get. He's selling crabs and stuff off a little boat. You know what I'm saying? How he is about the seafood. You know what I'm saying? She's trying to get to the seafood. So when she turned in front of me, and she just didn't even look, though. She just turned. Boom. You know what I'm saying? I'm all over the hood. You know what I'm saying? I done hit the ground. How about the passenger in the car? Passenger say, well, you shouldn't have your fucking ass in the road. Just cussing me out. You know what I'm saying? Nobody even get out the car now. They just cussing me out outside the car. From inside the car. So, you know what I'm saying? I end up having to, pull myself out of the road. I almost got hit while sitting in the road. Bicycle got ran over again after she done hit it. You know what I'm saying? It got ran over because I was trying to pull out the road. Another car come by because she's still in the road. It dodged her and ran over my bicycle. You know what I'm saying? So the whole time, this lady just steady cursing me out, not asking, anything about me. So I'm looking at it. I'm looking in the eyes now. I'm a drinker, so I know what a drinker look like. You drunk. I'm like, man, look at this bullshit here. So I end up, I call 1-800-ASK-GARY, you know what I'm saying, went through the motions and everything, the little help service referral crap, and all that is a pyramid scheme. That's just a lawyer know the rehabilitation service, who know a therapist, who know a doctor that'll sign off medications.
Right.
A whole little ring going on, you know what I'm saying? They give you a couple of months of therapy, and then boom, that's, you know what I'm saying, less
right.
than a year, and then they give you settlement money, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So from the the time the lady hit me, you know, she and put me up on the hood and everything, and then look, I'm sitting there trying to talk to the lady, and I'm in the whole time that I'm being calm and respectful, you know what I'm saying? She's steady selling out on me. So the only reason that I really even went about, you know what I'm saying, that route is because she was so disrespectful and she didn't even apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Because me being, you know what I'm saying, me just being a young person, you know what I'm saying, I my ankle swole up a little bit, but it wasn't nothing life-threatening, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like I'm
mm-hmm.
messed up to the point where I got to call the ambulance or nothing.
Right.
But because you being so disrespectful and just so nasty about it, well, let's go through the whole 9 yards. Now I'm just going to take it through the whole 9 yards. Whatever they finna do, let them do it. Hey, I ended up costing her like $25,000 off of her insurance, though. You know what I'm saying? I got $8,000 out of $25,000. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
For my injuries and stuff. End up, I didn't file a claim to my mama. I guess I'm supposed to be on my mama's insurance. How about they sent the letter saying that we dropping you because we just received a claim from Allstate saying that your son was in an accident and you didn't file a claim that he was in an accident on his bicycle. Because he's on your policy.
Wow.
I said, what?
Crazy.
Are you serious? You know, it was a blessing in disguise. I mean, now they sent her whole policy back. They sent all her money back.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know what I'm saying? You just left somebody in it with an insurance gap. And dropped it because I got hit on a bicycle. They said it don't even matter if you walking down the street and somebody hits you in a car, they can drop your insurance if you do not file a claim.
Wow.
I said, I have never heard that in my life.
That's crazy.
Because you are living in the household of the insured
wow.
person. I
wow.
said, boy.
Crazy.
Y'all got a racket going on. Y'all got a racket going on. That's
wow.
a racket going on there, boy. I said, wow. Okay. I never understood that to this day. I'm on a bicycle. and I was in another car, you know what I'm saying, and it wasn't covered. I'm on a bicycle with no license plate,
wow.
no nothing on it. What?
One of your people hit me on a bike. Well, shoot, man, that's crazy.
That is crazy. And they dropped her policy. They sent a letter in the mail. It wasn't no call. It wasn't no forewarning. They sent a letter in the mail.
They do. They just send you a letter in the
mail.
Man,
we got it. We got
it.
They filed the claim, and they had to pay them people, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
What? However, you know what I'm saying? Because they done paid me.
But see, that's the thing. They filed the claim, and they were in the wrong. They shouldn't have never even went.
Right.
To the
well, no, matter of fact, that's what was so stupid. At first, they didn't. They because of that, they sent her here talking about something where you got to file with your mother's insurance. They'll have to pay you, and then they'll have to go
mm-hmm.
to Allstate to get the money back from them. What kind of crap is that?
Mm-hmm. They try to pull that, but you can, I mean, that is a way you can do it. Because I know I was leaving home, going to work one day, and this guy bolted out his driveway and hit me. And they were, you know, because it was a brand new policy, they were like, well, you could go through your insurance, and then your insurance could come and be reimbursed for months. I was like, I don't think so.
Right. No, because then that's going
to
make, well, now
exactly.
rates go up, period. So
I went straight through his insurance company, got all his information. I didn't even call my insurance company. I called his. And I said, this is what happened. I got the police report. I sent them all the information. And they went on, you know, they went on and took care of everything they were supposed to take care of. But you,
I think I went through all that, but.
But, well, see, Ford, the reason they try to encourage you to go through yours because it's faster. Well, but then at any given time, they could come and say, well, it was not our insurance person's fault, so we don't have to pay it. And that's what they try to get back, keep from doing. So, but I called my insurance company just to, you know, tell them what was going on. And they said, you know what, go through his insurance company because if they come back on the back end and try to say it wasn't his fault, you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I let them do all the work and sent them the police report. I sent them a copy of everything. And once they got everything and they saw that on the police report, it did say it was his fault, how you going to deny that?
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
So then they quickly took care of everything. Okay, here's a place where you can go have your car repaired. Here's what we're going to pay for your rental car in the meantime. And that was that. But it took a minute because, first of all, it was a Mexican man that hit me. I said, don't you even play like you don't speak English. Don't even play with me. You know, don't even play with me. I done heard you speak, and I've talked to you myself, so don't even play with me. He started laughing. I said, mm-hmm. I said, I know how y'all do. Don't play with me.
You don't speak the English.
You gonna speak something.
Right. I speak the narrow. I know that. The narrow.
Okay.
Oh, see,
mm-hmm.
See, yes, I speak money. Oh, now you speak English.
Yeah.
Because of that cash.
Okay, and it was only by the grace of God and a miracle because I was driving down the street and there were parked cars on the side of the street. It was only a miracle that I didn't hit another car after he hit me. And had I been just a few inches farther down the road, it would have been a lot worse because he would have hit me right in the middle of the driver's side door as opposed to just where the door opens where he did end up hitting the car. So, you know, I mean, it was a blessing that it wasn't work, but, hey, it got me a week off work, and I made them pay me for my week off work. I told them I had to use my PTO to take this week off, and y'all going to pay for it. And they said, well, send us your check stuff so we'll know how much you make an hour. I said, not a problem. I did that. They paid me for the whole week I was off work.
Mm-hmm. So well, it tripped me out. Even after that, that you know, that lady never sent me an apology letter. You know what I'm saying? No nothing. You know what I'm saying? I really, you never know. You could have took somebody's life. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Because, you know, I could have had internal bleeding or something. You never know what extent because she never took the time even to find out.
Right.
I'm like, well, that's the type of people that you deal with in this world.
Yeah.
You know, and this is an elderly lady. Now, this is an elderly lady. I love and respect my elders. You know what I'm saying? But when you just.
I saw one on the freeway the other day.
Man.
I saw one on the freeway the other day. Dude was trying to get over, and it was a car right there. How can you not see the car? And he kept trying to get over, and the lady kept blowing, going, no, no. And so he finally made it over. I said, no, I'm going to let you get in front of me. I'm going to let you get in front of me. I need to see what you're doing because you drive a little.
Yeah,
you know, like ain't nobody on the road but you.
Right.
DJ, sir, I'm going to go ahead and check out.
That's real, Miss Quiet Storm. I'm going to play this last song to take everybody out the building for Labor Day. Jump off, you know. And I do appreciate you hanging out. It's always great talking to you. And 10 o'clock tonight, y'all going to be doing a thing.
Okay.
Well, 10 o'clock my time. That's, what is it,
7
o'clock y'all time? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I was going to say 10 o'clock, Chad. I might be under the bed asleep.
Yeah,
but
no, well, you know, yeah.
10
o'clock my time, yeah. It'll be 10
okay.
o'clock my time. So I'll just be hanging out, getting crunk, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'll be out on the block, and then, you know, I'll plug it up and shoot. Everybody we're hanging around, we're going to be a part of the show.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's how we get down. So shouts out to everybody who came through. This is Wrecking the Game Radio, 8-1 Trey, Trey Full Style. Y'all already know. We was out the building, and our closing song is F1 Diamond. You know what I'm saying? Representing Memphis, Tennessee, and this is Mama's Cry. And y'all have a blessed and unstressed Labor day.
This your boy F1 Diamond, and I am the pastor of the Trap House. Live from that Memphis, Tennessee, I'm riding with Tampa's most unbiased DJs, DJ Fight the Power and DJ Party Time. Now roll with Wrecking the Game Entertainment or just get rolled over. Yes, sir.
I remember when he was a little bitty boy, and I went down to the drug house. And he was sitting up in the drug house, had a pouch around his waist full of cocaine, Kangol hat pulled down on his head, sitting up in the dope house, 12 years old. Can you imagine that? And I had to go in the dope house and get him out of there. And again, God, you saved him once again. You put your hands on him and you just saved him.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
She was praying for me. I was out in the streets trying to be a straight G, running from the police. Had a pocket full of D, running with my homie. Mama praying for me, asked the Lord to change me. Yeah, I saw that lady hit her knees daily. She praying for a baby. I heard her through the wall at night saying, Lord, save me. Never gave up on me even when I act crazy.
I remember one night he was kidnapped in the middle of the night. I didn't know where they had him or where they had took him to, but I just wanted them to release him and turn him loose so that he could come home safe. And I began to pray and pray and pray. And again, God, you stepped in and you saved him. Every time I call on your name, God, you saved him. Lord, I just trust you for your words. You saved him. You heard my cry.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
it's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I kept from going under. I was always into something. Mama had a holy oil on the way to church on Sunday, and she was praying for me, my sister and my brother Larry. I gave my mama trouble, I gave the lady drama, but I can still feel the prayers of my mama. Yeah, she told me yes I can. She was my first Barack Obama. Look at me now. Yeah, I heard you cry, mama.
I remember when I was sitting at home on my couch and I heard my daughter cry, Ma, they got guns. I came out to the door, and there he was, surrounded by gang members, getting ready to take his life from him, getting ready to kill him in front of me. I remember just hearing the gunshots, and I just seen him walk through the midst of all the gunfire and all the gunshots, and not one bullet touched him. And I know it was you, God, that saved him. You shielded him in your blood, Father.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
it makes me wonder how I kept from going under.